The motto of the nonprofit group StoryCorps is simple but profound. Listening is an act of love. A team from StoryCorps visited Tucson last year, and we're proud to share another story from our friends and neighbors with you here on Arizona Spotlight. Next, we'll hear Kenya Johnson talk about some of her favorite memories of her mother. She's interviewed by her husband, Daniel Benavides.
My mom was Ella Faye Chandler Johnson, and she was a really great lady. And she died in December 2003. She had me, I guess, considering it was 1969, kind of late in life when she was 32. I was at the tail end of the tribe, so she and I spent a lot of time together.
Tell me what it was like when you guys were growing up.
Gosh, I don't know how old I was, maybe 8, 9, or 10. And my mom would be interested in so many different things at different times. So at one time she was into yoga, and she was taking yoga before yoga was popular, or at least, you know, publicly popular. She took belly dancing. I remember her being excited about the belly dancing class and doing, you know, some of the practicing in the living room and in her blue leotard. And I was telling you about how when she was really into exercising, or, you know, trying to be a little bit more into the health thing, she would start doing, speed racing or fast
speed
walking?
Walking?
Speed
yeah,
walking,
yeah.
Speed walking. But she did it inside the house. So, I mean, my sisters and I would be in various rooms, and then we'd see Mom speed by the doorway. That was just so funny. You know, she'd have her hand weights or, you know, whatever it was, and she'd be going down the hall, and then she'd turn the corner into the kitchen and go out the kitchen into the dining room. And that was her speed walking road walk. It's kind of funny. You know, she knew she was dying. She called together a meeting. She had her book, the book of, in case you die, this is where everything's at. So she and I went through that book. I knew where the book was. I knew what was in the book because she and I had gone through the book. And that's sort of the coming around full circle of the relationship that she and I had when it was just her and I back when I was 2 and 3 and 4, and it sort of came around at the end.
Was it hard for you when your mom got sick?
I'm smiling now because I remember going with her to her cancer support, which she really enjoyed. I was the only child of a cancer patient survivor there. And I remember going to that first meeting that she had taken me to, and all of these people who I'd never met before knew me. They're asking me questions about, oh, so how's work going? Or we heard such and such is going on, and how's Dan? And I'm like, huh? So, you know, it's factoring into my head that she's telling these complete strangers everything about her family and herself. Probably things that she hasn't quite shared with her own kids. But it was really incredible because while I knew my mom as one person, she had so many other dimensions to herself. And I think the people at her support group knew her as a multi-dimensional person that we probably didn't get to really appreciate. So, what that experience told me was that she really loved us. You know, when you have a stranger come up to you and hug you and say, you know, we really love your mom, that really made a difference. She died on a Saturday, and on Friday, you know, she and I were talking, and she asked me, now you know where all my funeral arrangements are, right? And I said, yes, Mom, they're with the book. And she said, I want you to bring that to me. And I knew something was up. That was one of the last conversations I had with my mom. Was we were sitting in her room, and she was still coherent. It was early on in the week in her hospital room, and we were watching hospital TV, which is very limited, but one of the channels is about babies and pregnancy and all of that. And so we're watching this, and she said, you know, I just wish that you had been able to have a baby. And I said, I know, me too.
Because we were trying at that time. Yeah.
We had just had no success over the past 2 years. And she had been very hopeful for that. But I don't think she had ever said that out loud.
Right. My mom is convinced that it wasn't until Ella got to heaven that she had a word with the people up there. Now I'll come in.
I know.
You got to do something for me.
I know.
Because it was shortly after that.
Well, we got pregnant basically a couple of days before her birthday. What would have been her birthday in March 2004 after she had died. So there's something to that.
We just heard Kenya Johnson, interviewed by Daniel Benavides and recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Tucson. It was produced locally by Matt Felix here at KUAZ. More stories are available online at StoryCorps.net. Thank you.